Fishing like a local isn't just about catching fish. It's about connecting with the environment and the people who call it home. It's about hearing the stories and traditions that have been passed down for generations and sharing unforgettable moments with the people you meet along the way. Fishing like a local is having an experience that stays with you forever. And with Fishing Booker, you can experience it too, no matter where you are. Discover your next adventure on Fishing Booker.
This upcoming concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop for the best in Western style. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring and summer, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink or two, that's WCB style, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and friendly staff are at your service. Many stores even have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there's no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it into a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com. They offer free shipping on all boots, as well as free returns and exchanges, and ship right to your door. Go to tecovas.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
Hey guys, welcome to Takeover Tuesday as the Rusty Hook Kayak Fishing Podcast takes over the Paddle and Fin Podcast Network. Streaming live, raw, and unfiltered, let's get her kicked off.
You're watching the Paddle and Fin Podcast Network. Welcome to the Rusty Hook Podcast, presented by Feel Free Kayaks. Paddle, pedal, or power, there's something for everyone. Z Pro Lithium, serious power for serious anglers. Dubro Fishing, American Marine Application Soft Plastics. Big Lake Bait Company, Texas's number one custom bait maker. Raw and unfiltered. Streaming on Twitch, YouTube, Facebook, and Twitter. Bringing you gear reviews and candid interviews from the industry's best. Angler profiles, tournament news, and legendary knowledge from kayak fishing's best. Grab that cold drink and get settled in. Now here's John Rapp, our host.
Hey guys, John Rapp, welcome to the show. Going to throw off the cuff tonight and just talk to you about a few things that I've been thinking about. I can't believe it's already May 7th. The last couple months have just flew by. And that's why I wanted to talk about the topic of road trips tonight. Because I've made several in the last several months. And I thought maybe I would talk about those experiences, what I've learned from them, and even pop up something from what I found from Gander Mountain that we could use, or we can use as a guide and then change it up to make maybe use it as a template that we all could use for future trips. So before I get into that, I want to talk about a really huge achievement that I get to be a part of today. And I want all you guys to give her a shout out. We all know in the kayak fishing industry, you know, it's hard to get sponsored. But when you've been with a company for more than 10 years, that's almost, if you had a state job and you worked for somewhere 10 years, you're vested in her. You've got a retirement with that, with the state. But Beth, my wife, is celebrating 10 years as being a member of the Feel Free Fishing Team. She's got a very remarkable history, and they're going to be working and putting up a blog about Beth on the Feel Free Kayaks website. Just basically going over what she's seen in the last 10 years. I mean, it's a remarkable achievement. So go over to Feel Free's page or my page or Rusty Hook's page and just give her a shout out and tell her great job, because we all know, one, being part of a company is an honor. Two, being part of a company for 10 years means they've found value in you. You know, I'm a pro staff manager for Feel Free, as well as with Z-Pro Lithium. And, you know, I see in the time that I've been involved in running companies, I know people come and go. People's flavors change, and a lot of people get burned out in the industry. So, but I really want to give her a huge shout out for her accomplishment. And I want to thank Feel Free for being the kind of company that we both want to be a part of for that amount of time. I mean, great people and great products, and they stand behind their products, which is one of the biggest reasons that we love being with them. But anyway, let's get to the subject here of road trips, okay? Back in February, I went and spent 5 days down at Lake Murray for the Bassmaster Open down there. Hey, Cody Bowers, you too, buddy. Look forward to giving you a big shout out here in a couple weeks, too. Another great teammate from Feel Free right there. Nicholas Beltran, good to see you, brother. Another great gentleman from Florida. Huge guy in the industry. Make sure y'all go follow Nicholas. But Nicholas and Cody and all of you guys know that when we travel and we have to pack that kayak and all our gear, you always seem to forget something. And I know my trip down to Lake Murray, and I even got made fun of a couple years ago going to ICAST. Beth made fun of me, of all people. I forgot my paddle, and I'm fishing my way to ICAST. We drive to Tennessee, meet up to fish, and then from there we go to Alabama to fish the next day. And when I get to Tennessee, I realized I didn't have my paddle. Luckily, some of the guys I was traveling with, they were able to bring an extra paddle for me. And, you're exactly right, Nicholas. You got to have your paddle. But I walked right off, left it right at the edge of the garage. And what was funny, you can go back and look at my Facebook page. She took a screenshot of me when I was FaceTiming her, and then went out to the garage and took a picture of the paddle and really roasted me about it. So she's got a sense of humor, and it was a good one. Good one. But that's what I wanted to talk about, because I went to Lake Murray and I did a good job packing for that one. But I forgot my water shoes, and it was February. Water was still cold. So I was able to, luckily for me, I had my seal skin socks. I had, and I've had those for 10 years when I first got into the industry and bought them at Ace Adventure Gear here in Fayetteville, West Virginia. They still keep the water out. They're great. They're just a really, it's almost like a wool sock that has that waterproofing built into it. They're excellent, and I recommend them highly. That's correct, Nicholas, because I did have a motor, but, you know, you always have motor issues. So then, so that's what I forgot when I went to Lake Murray down South Carolina. Last month, or in March, I went to Lake Norman for the Hobie BOS event. And I forgot everything, really. I mean, if you think about it, because I stopped in Asheville, North Carolina, and I picked up a brand new kayak. So when I was setting up that kayak, I didn't have part of my mounts for my crafts that I'd packed to pack put on it. I didn't have forgot my catchboard holder. So I had to luckily I had one that I was able to borrow. But I mean, so there's things like that. So this guy, I'm gonna pull up this packing list, and maybe we'll look at it here, dissect it, see what we think that we could do to add or delete. Yeah. So Cody's put up there, I've already started laying out my gear for a trip in June, so I completely understand. And that's the thing, Cody, I'm coming up your way in 2 weeks. And that's the reason I've got a brand new boat, a brand new motor. I got that new Feel Free Lure 11 or Mokin 12.5. I put an NK300 on it, and I just got back from Delhalla over in Tennessee, Kentucky area. And now I'm getting ready to go up to Lake Erie for a week. Oh, can't wait. I'm looking forward to catching them big smallmouth moving in to bed. But I'm trying to get that boat rigged up, get all of the boxes right, because my box that I had for my NK180 won't work with my NK300. So I got to find another box, because I kept all of the plastic and the sleeves that came from the manufacturer's box, and I'm putting them in these plastic carry boxes so I can pack everything, keep everything where when I unpack it, I can set it up, put the box, throw it back in the truck, and go, and keep everything where it's I can quickly assemble everything and disassemble. I want to see. Yeah, I don't have any experience with the 1103, but I've heard a few people talk about it, and they're very comparable. I think my understanding is that the 300 may have a little bit more torque coming out of the water, but that's just my understanding, and that's hearsay. Somebody like you that would have to do a comparison, see what you think. I know I was very impressed with the speed I was getting with the Mokin. I was getting between 6.2 and 6.5 steady. And at one point I was over 7, but I think I was catching some current and draft with that one. The way I caught that coming around a bend on a lake. I got it on video, but I was moving pretty good. I'm impressed. Matter of fact, it's so powerful for that Mokin. I'm big boy. I'm 270 pounds. So I'm probably going to have to do a little work. I may have to put that 31-pound battery up in the front hatch instead of setting in the back with me. Because when that boat wants to ride like this, you know, at a little bit at an angle when I got her at full throttle. And so I'm catching a little water coming into my back area of the boat. But when I drop her down, if I run at half speed, which normally most of the time we're going to do, we're not going to run our stuff hard unless we're getting out of a storm or getting back for check-in at a tournament. But yeah, that's it. Then I won't have that issue because the boat don't drag down in the water and it keeps the rear end out. I will be up Lake Erie in 2 weeks. Today's the 7th. So I'll probably leave in 2 weeks today, possibly, depending on my construction job I got going on here. You guys can't see it, but just off to my right, the man cave basement is getting a facelift. I'm getting a whole brand new shower built right here on the other side of my little bar. And then I've got a Murphy bed that's coming in. So anytime I have some visitors, they got their own private area down here. Of course, they can watch TV right here behind me. And so we're trying to make the accommodations here for family or friends that stop in a little bit more comfortable. So, the GOAT, the greatest of all time, has jumped on and made a comment. Nice. Jody's saying that with his 1103, he can get 6.2 fully loaded with fresh battery on his 1103, his PA14. That's with the drive in the well. I guess that means it's down in the water. That's very nice. That's moving. And very nice. I think all those are very comparable when it comes to speed and power. Cody, nice. Well, if you're, we'll be at Presque Isle on Erie, so keep me in mind. You got my information. I got you, Jody Queen. No drive, so that's clean. Nothing in the water. Nothing to hold you back or cause any displacement. So cool. So yeah, here's that. Let's take a look at this. See if I don't know if it's not a photo, so I can't make it any larger. But you can see Road Trip Essentials. And this is not the one I want to watch. I want to see what to do with it.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Gander Mountain, right there she is. All right, so and Jody Queen, pipe up. If you have any tips or tricks, you're a road warrior, brother, and I appreciate you hanging out here on the Rusty Hook. And any of you other 14, 15 folks that are online watching right now, pipe in and tell us how you pack and what you do when you're on the road. Now, I told you when I went to last in March to last month, when I went to Lake Norman in Charlotte, you know, I didn't have a fully rigged boat. So I brought my stuff to rig this new boat as I picked it up, and I didn't have everything. I thought I had everything, but it's funny how when you're trying to throw together a boat for a tournament that's brand new and you're going to do it at your Airbnb, one, always try to bring just about all the basics from your toolkit, which I have a toolkit, but one of the things I was missing was like a wrench that you can squeeze and tighten, like a lock wrench. I've got like four of them out there on my desk in the garage, but I did not have one in my little travel pack of tools. So I've made sure that that's updated. But, this has got some good stuff on it. Assure your boat is in motor's working order. I mean, so you don't want to, don't take your motor up there, electric motor, and it's not working. The connections are not right. So test it before you leave, because you know after running it hard on it for a week or so, those can go bad. I just got back 2 weeks ago from Del Hala, as the paddle and fin had a really great time down at Eastport Marina. And I'm telling you, I really enjoyed that new motor. And I was fortunate because that motor came down from my buddy Brian Schiller, brought it down from Chicago. And I had my boat rigged up, ready for that motor to set on place and go. But I did end up calling and ordering something from a company in Tennessee. They make a mount for your live scope. and I can't think of their name right now. I'm drawing a blank. They sent me, I bought their mount and mounted on the side of the boat so I could put my Hummingbird 360 down in it, which didn't fit, but they sent some rubber stuff to put inside it so I could tighten the clamp with the rubber on. It worked great. So make sure you have everything like that. So I'm let's take a look at this here. You know, when you're looking at buy a license. Yeah. So, I mean, we all know that we can forget to do that. Check your batteries like I'm talking when I'm talking with your motor. Let's see, Jody. Yes, and I'm the same way normally. I do sometimes unload the boxes that I have my batteries in to get them charged up, just like you've said it. But I do try to take extra things, and totally agree with that, with the first aid kit, extra PFD, sunscreen, you know. And Jody's right about that. I myself have on five occasions have had to have surgery and cut out places on my face and my arm for carcinoma, which can lead to melanoma if you don't take care of it. That's why they cut it out. So make sure you take your sunscreen or wear clothing that's got some SPF in it. Weather conditions, that's another thing when you travel, because, you know, you want to be able to pack and be comfortable when you're fishing. So make sure you check ahead for the weather and see whether or not you're going to be prepared for it. You know, have the dry weather, dry clothing. You know, fortunate so far this year, I've done that right. Lube, grease, re-spool all your reels. I think most of us do that before the season if we don't replace those. Organize your tackle box and pack. Practice fish identification. Yeah, you know, smallmouth, yeah. And, you know, it's funny because I was searching my fish pretty hard when I was down at Del Hollow because most of the fish I were catching were spots. But this year, I did catch a couple of largemouth. Ha! Check it out. One of my favoritest companies in the Southeast just jumped on to say hi. And yes, you're right. That is a good-looking hat. So friends and followers, Westbrook Supply Company down in Atlanta, go give them a follow, like, subscribe to their page. And Fletch and Mikey, give them a hard time any and every time you can. I love those boys. And Westbrook Supply Company, jump in. If you got any suggestions for our friends and followers out there on how to pack when they're making those road trips, you guys just had a big event down in your area. A lot of people came in to the, the Palooza, Sholey Palooza that you guys helped were with down there. Seeing that you guys had a bunch of your crew over there with Drew Gregory and his group, his guys put on some classes. And that's another thing. The guys at Westbrook Supply and Fletch, they do the water safety classes. If you're in the Georgia area and you want to learn more about paddling, look them up. Update electronics, sharpen knives and hooks. Read, watch instructional books and videos. That's actually a good point because I've been doing that with my 360 here the last week. Now that I've had it on the boat, run it for a week, tried to learn it. It's a lot to learn. I've got dual graphs. I run regular 2D and charts on one and the 360 on the other. Read local rules, regulations, restrictions, and limits. And, you know, that's something that we all do. So make sure you check and see if there's any limits on what you can catch, what you can keep. And all of us are mostly catching fish guys, catch photo and release people. So that shouldn't be an issue. Well, all right. We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back.
feel-free kayaks, paddle, pedal, or power. Something for everyone. Dubro Fishing, marine products for fresh or saltwater adventures. Z-Pro Lithium, serious power for serious anglers. Big Lake Bait Company, Texas's number one custom soft plastics.
Hey guys, welcome back to the Rusty Hook Kayak Fishing Podcast. John Rapp here, and we're going over road trips today, talking about road trips. The first half of the show, I sit there and I talked about my first three trips of the year, where I failed and where I succeeded. And on the most part, you're always going to fail because you always forget something. So even with a checklist that you may put together, you may forget something. And if you're like me, you have a wife that makes fun of you. So, let's go back and look at this checklist again. Moved on to general fishing equipment. And again, this is something that Gander Mountain has put out on their website. But some of it does make sense when it comes to the aspect of what we can do as kayak anglers. We're not going to need a 5-gallon bucket or a bait bucket, bobber stops, bobbers. Fish stringer, probably not. But hooks, jigs, lures, yeah. Landing net, yeah. Leaders, we probably do those with regular fishing line and stuff. Line specific to type fishing, of course, we're covered there. Lip grip, and all of us know that those fish grips come in handy when we're fishing tournaments, throwing that fish back in the water while you clear your deck and get everything ready to take that photograph. So, they're just really good to have just in case you catch a walleye or something like that and you need to get that hook deep out of their mouth, and you can use that to hold on. So needle nose pliers, just like I said, when it comes to that, getting something out of a mouth that's got full of teeth. Sinkers, tackle box, towel. Yeah, that's something too. Always keep something on your boat that keeps stuff dry, because when you need to keep things dry, like glasses, or you need to dry something off, maybe drop in water. And as you can see, I suspect this is Fletch, but he's like Jody and like myself. Once the truck gets packed in February, it probably doesn't get unpacked until November, and you're just taking things out to the box, out of boxes, and adding to the boxes as you go. Well, speaking of trouble, there's my 10-year woman right there. Congratulations, Beffy, on 10 years. And then my little baby Key, star of the show right here. So we'll talk about clothing. Depends on how long you're going to be gone and weather conditions. So make sure you check that. But like Jody mentioned earlier, and SPF, I would carry something that's got long sleeves, or wear something with long sleeves to keep your, and I've been wearing the face buffs here lately to keep a little extra layer of protection, even though I put sunscreen on, keep stuff off my face. Yes, I get hot, but I would rather be hot than have to go under the knife again. And I know I'm going to have to go under the knife again, probably here in the near future. But the less damp I can keep from getting damaged, the better. Deck shoes, boots, waterproof gloves, fingerless. Been wearing those too here lately from Monkey Face or whoever they're called. Got the rain suit. I got some NRS pants. Gander Mountain jacket. Good stuff. So, and kayak anglers, it's talking about two-way radios. So how many of you that are watching here use two-way radios or carry one? I think most of us that are watching this show spend most of our time in fresh water. So they might not be something that we use, but two-way radios might not be a bad idea, especially if you're going out in the salt. Keep that in mind when you're making those trips. I know when we go to ICAST in July, there's the possibility that we might do a little salt fishing. And, you know, when you're on the coastal areas, cell signal might not be the best. So you might need something like that. Bug spray. Yeah. Camera. I'm going to tell you, if you guys watched last week's show, highly recommend you, if you're a serious kayak angler and you like to put up content from your trips, that you look at the 360, the Versa 360 camera. They've got a cell on the camera I have right now, the X3, I believe, because they just come out with a newer model, but I love that camera. And the software is so easy to use to edit your video with your phone. It's just awesome. Highly recommend it. 5 stars. So go look at that if you've got time. But let's see.
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
Wyndham Hotels and Resorts makes travel possible for all. Whether it's the long haulers looking for a great cup of coffee, a roomier rest for the on a whim road trippers, or a place to make summer memories with the whole family. No matter who you are, where you're going, or why, with 24 trusted brands to choose from like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, your Wyndham is waiting. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Jody, just emergency ponds should come in handy. Yeah. Yeah, definitely. And talking about the Insta360, man, I can't wait. I'm looking forward to that other road trip that I get to do with Jody Queen in August after we all get back from ICAST, things settle down a little bit. We get together and we do a trip down on the New River. And that was the first time I got to play with my Insta360 was when I went with Jody last year. And I can't wait. I cannot wait to get down there, spend some time with that man and his family and friends, and just go blow up some big smallmouth on the New River. It's going to be a great time. But yes, Insta360, it's really an awesome camera. Highly recommend it. Let's see. And Jody talked about hydration. Yeah, take water out on the boat with you and some Gatorade, and large Gatorade bottle can come in very handy after it's empty. Don't throw it away. Just saying. I think the kayak anglers out there might know what I'm talking about. Sunglasses, of course. I even use chapstick to keep from getting my lips too chapped from the sun and wind. And in the morning when you're getting out, tournament mornings, if you're going out early before daylight, you need to have some type of maybe a headlamp or some lighting that you can use. So make sure you look to pack that. Knife for multi-tool. Let's talk about this. I want to talk about this. This is a safety feature I think all of you probably should look at. Beth and I use Life 360 on our phone. And what that is a program that it basically tells you where your loved ones are. A lot of parents install this on their teenagers' phones so they can keep track of where their teenagers are, especially girls. That way, if they're in a car wreck or if they leave somewhere that they're not supposed to be, or you can always see where they're at on a map. So that really helps. So if I go fishing in the evening and I just send her a message, hey, I'm going out fishing. I'll tell her where I'm going. But she also can look to see where I'm at if I'm not coming home at the time she's expecting me, which is normally as it gets dark. If let's say it's an hour and a half, 2 hours after the sun went down, she hasn't heard from me. She can look to see where I'm at in Life 360. She can either come look for me or she can send law enforcement. So it's a great tool. Recommend Life 360 or any other app that can provide family members with locations of you that you can share, like track your iPhone or you set it up with your family if you have iPhones where you can see where everybody's at that there's within the phone system. I think that might be covered. Boat equipment and after the catch is the last part of the show. So anchor rope. I've got on my boat, I've got the old Anchor Wizard, and instead of using a regular anchor, I got a ball that I've had for years that I got with West Virginia Kayak Anglers. One of the guys over in the western part of the state gets big ball bearings from his company, and he would convert them into like giant, almost like the bomb anchor, except it's a little heavier. And Jody's correct too. You can always use air tags to track people or equipment or things like that. So, boat anchor, drain plug. Yeah, check your drain plug on your boats. I'm sure we all know somebody that has went out where they've drained maybe water out of their boat and forgot to tighten that baby up. Life jackets, of course, PFDs always. Navigation lights. If you're out early, you should have some type of lighting. We've talked about the headlamp. You, of course, if you're on a boat with your graphs, those are going to be lighting things up. Maybe have a pole light or a whip antenna, LED lights or something from Yak Attack or other manufacturers that make lights to put on your boat. After the catch. Now this is something for people that don't catch and release. For catch and release, for us guys, we do need to have that black permanent marker. We probably need to have that weight scale and that bump board. Everything else we really don't need for what we do. But if you are taking home a mess, there's some ideas for you. So, road trip 101. That's what we were talking about today. I hope you guys enjoyed this summary of some stuff. You know, I wanted to touch base on it. I've just finished 3 trips. I know our friend Jody's been on more than that. He's probably been on 5 or 6. He probably did 3 in 1 month. But just wanted to go over a few things there because you can always forget stuff if you don't have a good system. And basically, that's what I wanted to talk about. Like, where I've changed motors and I've changed batteries, I've got to change my system to accommodate that bigger outfit. What I've done, like, even right here, I've got a box of fishing equipment and stuff that I've got in here in the man cave where I come down here and set things up for trips that I do specifically. Like, I've got a box that I've got for my river stuff. And then, you know, because I'm going to throw in the river, I may throw a little bit more shallow baits, or I want to put baits and keep them on the bottom with current. Where in the lake, you might not throw that same technique. Some guys may pack 15 to 20 rods and carry 10 or 12 at one time. So they can set each one of those up based on how they expect to fish a certain type of water, whether it's got current, there's a strong breeze, if there's grass, if there's rocks, things like that. So you can set up different poles. I don't do that personally, but I do have boxes that I can take to set up the poles. Because Normally, I carry 4 to 5, but that's just me. I want to hear from you guys on how you do your stuff. How do you pack? Would love to see how that works for you. And if there's anything that you do that I could duplicate to make my life easier, highly recommend that you organize your boxes according to like gear, tools, mounts and accessories for your boat, batteries and chargers, electronics and their cords, and then your propulsion. That's what I do. Then I've got, of course, I've got two bags. One bag is for my clothing that I carry that I wear just normal. Then the other bag will be clothing that I wear for like my outerwear for wet weather and stuff like that. So just wanted to run those tips by you, give you a little information on how that works. Definitely want to give a shout out to Jody Queen, one of the greatest of all time in kayak angling. Thank you for stopping by the show and providing some tips and tricks. Westbrook Supply Company, one of my favorite places in Georgia. Thank you. Cody Bowers, God bless you. Another feel free guy that in this month, along with Beth and myself, 10 years with Feel Free Kayaks. Man, God bless. It's been great working with you for the last 10 years. Then we've got Nicholas Beltran from Florida. So I appreciate all you guys jumping on and making comments. Make sure you go over to the Feel Free Kayak page one last time. Give Beth a shout out and tell her congrats. Anyway, I'm not going to keep you much longer. I'm going to jump over here and let you guys go. Definitely be safe. Make sure you always wear your PFD when you're out on the water. And like I've talked about with the Life 360, tell somebody where you're going and when they should expect you home. Be blessed. Always be safe. John Rapp, Rusty Hook Podcast. Have a great night.